Blog Talk Radio. My love.
Achieve what you have achieved to date. I can first say my mother. She's the one who put my first sewing needle and thread in my hand and showed me how to knot the needle. And then I started making clothes for my dolls. So it kind of started from there. Definitely as I got older and in college, my professor, Mina Dia Stevens, she is such an inspiration. Even after I'm graduating, she definitely showed me how to make clothes. There is a calculated way on how to make clothes. You just don't cut the fabric and then sew it together and it's magic. So she definitely helped me a lot with that. And now afterwards, she's kind of like a mother, you know, showing me how to be an amazing woman because she is that, healthy eating, how to take care of myself, you know, spiritual guidance as well. And still, even if I'm making something, I can still come back to her and ask, how do you make this? Via Facebook, because that's the only way we talk right now. And then I can say, like, as far as my personal growth in the industry, again, my mom, she's definitely, like, my backbone. She's supportive in the aspect that she won't ask, Mom, can you just make me a shirt? She'll actually pay for the shirt, too, which is, like, the best.
Yes.
And then my dad, who is an entrepreneur, he, you know, pushed me in the business aspect of fashion, which is really what fashion is. A lot of people think that fashion is like the shows and the glamour, but it's really a business. And then my dad's sisters and also his side, they're all entrepreneurs in the entertainment industry. So they're definitely big pushes in my life and people to look up to.
Mm. Wonderful. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the world of fashion. It's so many things, so many places that one could take, so many different things that are influences and factors. And, you know, you've done so much, and you've worked as a stylist, visual merchandiser, designer, and now you've decided to create the Turban Collection. So tell me about the Turban Collection, and also what made you decide to start off with a Turban Collection. I think it was a very unique idea to come out with. You know, most people usually start
Thank
off
you.
With apparel. Most people usually start with apparel, accessories, such as jewelry more so, more than deciding to take the approach with the turban. So tell me about that decision to go forward and with the collection, and even the decision to now step out of that place where you've been the stylist, the merchandiser, and just designing clothes to now launching your line.
Yeah. So my turbans come in an array of colors. They're multifunctional. You can wear them as a headband and as a full turban. They open up to be a full turban. But also, there's two different fabrics. One you can wear as a sweatband for the gym, or, you know, if you want to wrap your hair at night, you can cover your whole head with the turban as well. They're great in the winter when your ears are cold, in the snow, as I am every day this winter, because your head gets cold.
Yeah.
so they're great.
I had an epiphany moment. I'll tell you about it because I don't want to break your train of thought.
And they come basically, if you ask me, do you have this color, I'm going to say yes. They also come in a lot of different prints, and I'm working on the spring collection, which will have a lot more prints. But what got me started in turbans is the fact that starting a clothing line was much more than I anticipated upon graduating college. So right after college, I moved to New York, you know, pursue those goals. I went to college in Philadelphia. I was either going to go to New York or L.A., but New York is kind of the fashion place, the fashion mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
came to New York, and I was buying all this fabric, and I was ready, and I was going to do this line, and the world wasn't ready for me yet. But turns out the world was not ready for me yet because student loans, they got all my money. So, yeah. So to any, you know, person who's trying to start a line, please take note that financial backing is imperative to the beginning and the and throughout your entire line. So I could buy the initial fabric for my line, but if somebody ordered 30 silk shirts from me, I wouldn't have the money to buy all of the fabric for all of the shirts. So financial backing is big beginning out, and then also throughout the whole thing to maintain the business. So, you know, the loans got me. And then this one particular incident where I would go to Elegant Fabrics on 40th Street in New York, and you can put the fabric on hold. So I was taking, like, I was buying this fabric that was $25 a yard, which is, a yard is like from the middle of your chest to your fingertips. That's the only amount of fabric you get from a yard. And I would buy like 4 yards at a time because that's all I could afford. And then I would put it on hold. And then like 2 weeks later after I got paid, I would buy 4 more yards and then I put it back on hold. Then one time I forgot to put it back on hold and the fabric disappeared from my life and I was devastated.
Wow.
And I was taking money out of my savings account to buy this fabric. So I was like, okay, it is obviously not time for me to start this line. Just like listening to the universe is very important. I'm definitely like a pusher. Like if I want something, I will push as hard as I can to get it. But sometimes you just have to learn that it's absolutely not right, not the right time. It will happen, just not right now. So then I did dabble in jewelry, but I did. I also didn't have the skill set for what I wanted to do. And then I really don't even know how I came upon turbans. I just kind of stumbled upon making it from some scrap fabric and maneuvered some situation on the sewing machine and eureka, this is a great idea, turbans. Like, everyone can, like, you don't have to have a certain style to like a turban because they come in all different colors. So if you kind of plain, you can get a black one. If you are, you know, out there like I am, you can get the leopard one. So it just reaches a broader array of, you know, a broader target audience, which is kind of every woman or male if you're into turbans. And it's easier to sell. It's small. It's fun, and I love to accessorize, and everyone else does, too. So that's kind of how I came upon turbans.
You know, I love that, because it just, the idea just, you know, came to you after doing some trial and error, and instead of getting the idea of, like, you know what, this isn't for me, I need to take a totally different approach, you just more so switch your timeline for what you wanted to do and wanted to accomplish.
Exactly.
Because later on in the interview, we are going to talk about your clothing line that is coming out soon. But, you know, as you were speaking, you know, and you talked about being cold in New York in your ears, and I said, And it's because it's not that I didn't know that my ears were cold this winter. I didn't know my ears were cold. And I've been wearing a hat. And I've been having a hood on my head as well most of the time too, but I have right now my hair, ladies and gentlemen. I know most of the pictures you see, Ms. Diamond B. She has these long flowing locks. Well, you might as well say I have long flowing locks. So they look a little different. I have twists in my hair right now, so naturally the twist makes my hat expand. So it's not on my ears.
Yeah.
So I got those little ear pockets shooting it. And I'm like, wow, you know what? I think I'm going to have to order one of Simone's turbans.
That's right. Cover those ears.
To cover up my ears. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. A turban will remedy my issue. One size fits all. So, you know, whether you have a big head or a peanut head,
which
it can work out.
Peanut, I find everything on my head because my head is big.
Well, I'm glad it's one size fits all, Simone, because I have a peanut head with a big forehead. So that works out because one size fits all. So be able to support the big forehead but take care of the little peanut head.
I also have a big forehead.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the struggle.
Yes, the struggle, exactly, the struggle. But another thing that I'm thinking about, Simone, just with the turbans as well, too, is for people who like to travel, in particular, to even hot climate, because as you mentioned, you're working on
yes.
your spring collection. And I'm thinking yes. about when I'm going to even a spa. You know, I love going to the spa and saunas and various things. And when I need to put my hair up, you know, the scrunchie can do only but so much, especially when you have twists or braids or whatever the case
exactly.
may be.
Exactly.
Ladies who have long hair as well, too. And, you know, you want to be able to lean back in a hot tub and feel a little comfortable, you know. And
very
you want to be
true.
Able to go to water. You want to be able to go in the water and not worry about, you know, that,
your
that
edges.
Part where you just. Your yes, you know, I was trying to be political about it, the edges and the pits and, you know, where we have blown it out and we've tried our hardest. We might be in DR for a wedding, which was a true story, Ms. Diamond B, was in DR for a wedding. By the time I got off the plane, hair started swelling, and by the end of the trip, I was in curls. But it all worked out.
It happens like that.
It really does. And but, you know, was one thing, I was able to have versatility with my hair. And I, like I said, I just decided, you know what, I started off wanting to have my hair blown out, but I guess I'm going to go for the curly look. So literally my hair straight. By the time the wedding came, my hair was curly. But it was all good. You know, I like to just play around with this concept, play around with this idea, because fashion is not always seen for everything that it could be, Simone. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that statement, but I'm just thinking about how fashion can be such a vehicle for change. And I know some people might say, Diamond B, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about when you say that, but I'm thinking about the fact of putting statements on a shirt can say so much. You know, look at the Black Lives Matter started off with the
yep.
shirts. The athletes started wearing it. You know, Derrick
yep.
Rose, the different celebrities, it started spreading
yeah,
like wildfire, the shirt.
Yep.
You know, I can't breathe. But, yeah, Black Lives Matter, I can't breathe. All the various things that are going on now. You know, I even think of, I usually like to wear shirts of African-American women from history that
mm-hmm.
you may not talk about on a daily basis. So I have my Asada Shakur shirt. I have, you know, my Angela Davis. I have my old school Diana Ross shirt, you know, when she was like on the cover of Ebony. So someone say, hey, you know, who is that? Because believe it or not,
yeah.
people don't know. You know, even Asada Shakur, when I wear that shirt, I usually get a lot of controversy or comments about that at times. And I can even see how people react to me differently. And also, on the flip side, too, I carry my Audrey Hepburn bag at times as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just use fashion sometimes to provoke conversation, even within my shoes. And it does a lot. It says a lot. I think that fashion is more than just a statement as far as appearance. It can be taken much further than that. So I just would like for you to finish this statement. Fashion is
life. You can't go a day without having clothes unless, you know, you live at home and you're just into the nude thing. But like you said, it does speak volumes. You're also like, for me personally, it is life because it's my career, but you're also
mm-hmm.
kind of judged by the world based on how you look on the outside and what your appearance is.
Yeah.
Like people
yeah.
think it's so superficial, but they don't realize how much of their life actually like fashion affects.
Mm-hmm.
So along your, I definitely like Martin Luther King Day. I didn't have off work. So I wore a t-shirt that says danger educated black woman and definitely got lots of stares. Which
yes.
I have never gotten before in the office. So I'm like,
mm.
okay, well, that served its purpose. But yeah, definitely. I can completely agree with you. It's a political thing, even down from like the way you look, you may think that this person, you know, is higher on the class system or something like that. Or you can meet a millionaire who looks like a bum and then you, you know, overlook him because, oh, I don't want to be around him. He's a bum, but he could potentially, you know, fund your fashion line. But it surrounds us every day. And, you know, it's kind of, especially in New York, it pays New York bills to have Fashion Week every year. There's a garment district, and it's huge, and it definitely is one of the biggest New York funders, city funders.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's life.
You know, I love your story about being that little girl who decided to, because everybody plays dress up with their dolls, you know, and you know, I tell people to pay attention to what children do and what they see, because you have absolutely no idea who that is.
What's
in your presence.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what teacher knew that President Barack Obama would be President of the United States, you know, and
yeah.
at some point in his life at a young age, this is what I believe, even as young as 5 or 6 years old, he made up his mind that he was going to be a leader in some way, shape,
basically.
Or form. He probably was the kid who always wanted to be the line leader. He probably always wanted to be the teacher's helper. He probably was the one who would step in if something wasn't going right. And I think back to who I was as a child, and the different things that I contemplated or who I said I wanted to be, and to see how it has evolved in my life today. And it's so important to just work at that craft once you know that that is what you are supposed to do. So when did you really know? When did you really know fashion is for me? I know you had an idea when you were young, but fashion is for me, and this is the field that I need to stay in. This is what I need to work in. I know I've probably been blessed with various talents, but they all can fit into the spectrum of fashion so that I can express myself.
I was 12, and I was like, this before, you know, when I was little, I wanted to be a choreographer because I thought I was the best dancer in the world. But at 12, I was like, fashion is it. And I wrote that all the way through college. So I'm like, when I step back and look at what I wanted to be, it's like I kind of amazed myself that I am living the dream I had as a 12-year-old. Mm. So 12.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, 12, you know. That's what I said. It's that young age, you know. And, yes, we do go to college and we so-called find ourselves and we go on beyond even after that. You know, we have these quarter life crisis and, you know, then we have another phase of our life. But, those things. Those things, they so happen. And but somehow it relates back to what way, shape, or form of that thought that you had as a child. So I know that you've had so many different projects that you've worked on, and, you know, you had your senior collection, which was an exotic African print that was inspired by Resort Wear Collection, which was featured. And I know all your creative geniuses probably comes from the Most High and probably something that just says, hey, let me take that and really evolve that, a time when you're in that creative space. So just speaking of your creative space, what are some upcoming projects, things that you're working on that you can share with us today that we should be on the lookout for tomorrow?
As I said before, I'm working on my capsule collection, or my spring preview collection for my turbans. And that will feature my clothing capsule collection. So just a couple, like three looks, shirt, bottom, dress, jacket, really cute, really fun, really fashionable, exotic, of course. That's kind of like my next big thing. I'm also traveling to Vegas and China soon, so that will be a lot of inspiration. Yes.
Whoa.
So who knows if my idea may change. midway through, and I'm driven in a different direction. But that's, right now, that's what I'll be working on. I'm also doing some specialty things, like I'm working on a jacket for a friend. I do custom things every once in a while, so her jacket will be featured in the capsule collection.
All right.
And some specialty turbans. That's next on the horizon for me.
Okay, great. So I would like to follow up by asking this question, and you definitely sound like a person who likes for things to unfold. Like you say, you go into Vegas in China, and you don't know what inspiration in particular you would get from that, but you are looking forward to being inspired. But just from where you are now, just that you're in 5 years from now, Simone, what would you like to have accomplished within 5 years?
I would like my actual clothing line to be fully launched. I'll be 30 then, so I really would love for my clothing line to be launched. But again, who knows what the wind will take and where the wind will take me. But that is my dream. That's my goal.
Okay, great, great. You know, just as we start to close, you know, I definitely want to acknowledge the fact of, you know, you did mention the importance of financial backing. And I say kudos to you for even bringing that up into the conversation, because many times when people do give advice or they talk about their experience, that's something that they're not necessarily willing to open up with. When people feel as though they have arrived, they like to brush over that part of it. And even when they get ready to pass on information or give advice, they never quite like to touch upon that part. And as you mentioned, it's essential to have financial backing. But instead, not to badmouth any designers or the way they decide to disseminate information, they just tell people, go ahead, chase your dreams, and they'll take cards sometimes and not really be practical with them at times, you know, with feeling as though, wow, if I really give these people the right gems or the right jewels, this might knock me out of the box. Instead of just figuring whatever's for you is for you and whatever's for me is for me. I'm a firm believer of that particular principle. So what would be some other words of advice that you would give to someone who is trying to figure out their way in the fashion industry?
I would say definitely listen to, like, what the universe, what God is telling you to do, rather than just going for whatever you want to do initially. I know I've wasted a whole lot of money just like buying fabric and buying this, and I didn't even know what I wanted to do with the fabric. I just liked the fabric. So now I just have bolts and bolts of fabric sitting here, and I'm like, well, this is not even my style anymore, so what am I going to do with this fabric that I just wasted money on? So definitely figure out exactly what you want to do before you begin to do it, and make a clear-cut plan of what you want. Also, network and meet with other people who are in the position that you want to be in. Like, there's a quote that says, don't expect to be at someone's level who has worked at it for so long. So instead, just ask for their advice. How can you get to where they are? I'd say that. Anything else? I'm sure I'll think of something randomly later to tell everyone.
It's okay.
You too.
Yes. It's okay. It is definitely okay, because it's probably so much that you could tell. You've worked in so many various capacities in fashion, and you've been eat, breathing, and sleeping fashion for years. So, of course, you know, you probably have a wealth of things you would say. So don't beat yourself up over the head if a little later you say, wow, I should have said that on the Diamond B Show. She said, all right, because you'll have another opportunity. You'll have another opportunity, Simone. You know, if it's when you want to talk about the spring line again, or whether it's when you, you do the launch of the clothing line, you'll have another opportunity to be on the Diamond B Show.
Thank
I can
you.
Tell you that. So, yes, I would love to
I
have you back
something.
In the future. What'd you say?
I thought of something.
You thought of something. Okay, great. Shoot.
Definitely research the people who approach you and offer their assistance. So I've worked with a lot of people who offer their services for a very low charge, and, you know, being that financial situation in the beginning was not where I wanted it to be, and also for low charge and also for free, you have to check their credentials. Because people could not only be out to steal your designs and steal your ideas, but you need to know that those people can take you to the next level that you want to be on and not waste your time. Time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm done.
Okay. Well, you're so cute. You're so real. Listen, I love people who are real. I mean, realness, honey. I was just telling somebody today, I said, you know, I could be Miss Diamond B, full of life, full of energy. That's something that I can do, but it really doesn't come from a phony place. Sometimes I do have to talk myself up and, you know, get myself in the mood. But
that's real.
I said, yeah, it's real. And I said, I don't have a phony bone in my body, because when I'm just not feeling something, I'm just not feeling it. And I just don't even know how to act like I am. I'm just so real. I'm so genuine. And that's not even just boasting about myself. So just saying the real, I'm just so real and so genuine. And the only thing I could do is be true to myself. And one thing that I love about my show, people ask me, what type of show do you have, Ms. Diamond B? Listen, I have a variety show. I have all types of people who come with my show, all doing all types of things. And I know, no matter who I interview and who I have on there, someone will be touched by it and it will affect them in some way. And I love the fact that I don't put myself in a box. And I can just be so real with myself 24/7, 365.
And sharing your gift with the world, what's the point of having all these talents if you can't share it with the next person? And like you said, touch someone else in some capacity.
Yes. Absolutely. So, Simone, it truly has been a pleasure to have you on this evening. And,
Thank you.
We consider you family here at the Diamond B Show. So do let us know about any upcoming projects that you're having. But before you go, please let us know how we can grab a hold of one of those beautiful exotic turbans. I was peeking today, ladies and gentlemen. I must admit, I was on the site. And I'm like, okay, which one I'm going to get? Because Ms. Diamond B loves her prints. Everybody knows Ms. Diamond B loves her prints. And she loves a little bit of color, too. So we got a lot of things going on there that Ms. Diamond B likes. So please, Simone, let the listeners know how they can get a hold of your products, how they can stay abreast of everything that you're doing, and even if someone would like some custom pieces, how they could get in touch with you for that.
Okay, well, my shop is Etsy, etsy.com/shop/Simone Shante, one word. And it's Shante with a C, not an S. And you can shop there. You can email me, Simone@SimoneShante.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, direct message me, Simone_Shante. That's also the same for Twitter. So any way you want to reach me, feel free.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Simone Shante. Be sure to follow her on Twitter. Be sure to stay abreast of everything that she's doing. She's doing some fabulous things. So once again, much success to you, Simone. And do let us know how you are doing on this journey called life. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you.
Me this evening. I truly have enjoyed this interview. Have a great night.
Thank you, you too. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Simone Shante. Be sure to check out her site, her store on Etsy, and be sure to look into some of the things that she's doing. As she said, be on the lookout for her clothing line, and also she's working on the preview of her spring collection. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for joining me this evening. Those of you who may have missed a portion of this evening's interview, I have great news that it is available. The archived version will be available immediately after taping at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. And for those of you who may be new to listening to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. And there you're able to find out about some of my past shows and upcoming shows as well, too. So you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. Also, if you have any questions, any comments for me, be sure to email me at any time, diamondbexperience@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, experience_DB. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Do have a blessed evening. Be sure to join the show again next week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed evening.